This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Sway is one of the most talked about new restaurants in South Austin, but it's not exactly on the lower end of the price scale. I mean, a couple people could easily rack up a $60 tab before they even order any drinks. So is it worth it? Well, to help answer that question, I'm joined by Austin American Statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. And Matthew, Austin is not really known for having a wide variety of East Asian food options, is it?
No, you're going to, there's more and more moving into the center of town. Usually you have to go a little bit further afield to South Austin or North Austin to find some. But, you know, Elizabeth Street, Vietnamese food has opened on Elizabeth Street in South First. And now Sway has opened, a Thai restaurant on South First and Elizabeth Street, just across the street from Elizabeth Street Cafe and across the street from LA Barbecue.
So tell me about Sway. Who runs it? What can you tell me about this restaurant?
So restaurateurs Delfo Trombetta and Jesse Herman and their chef Rene Ortiz have been running La Condesa, which is the very popular Mexican restaurant in the 2nd Street District. And now they've moved down to South Austin and have taken a modern approach to Thai dining. Rene used to work in kitchens down in Australia, and Thai food kind of got reinvigorated and got a twist down in Australia. There was a chef named David Thompson there who kind of helped reintroduce Thai food to parts of the Western world. And his restaurant in London was actually the first Thai restaurant to ever win a Michelin star. So Australia does things with Thai food the way kind of maybe Texans do things with Mexican food.
What was your dining experience there? What did you eat and what did you like?
So I've been hearing a lot about the son-in-law dish for months since the place opened. And a son-in-law egg is a hard-boiled egg that is then breaded and lightly fried. And that's one of the centerpieces of this dish that also features really tender pork. And then the sauce is amazing, and it's what Sway does so well. You've got the salty soy sauce and sweet palm sugar and a little bit of tart and spicy chili vinegar. So there's all sorts of different flavor components going on that kind of work in harmony with one another. And that's typical of dishes at Sway.
Any dishes you would suggest avoiding if you go to Sway?
You know, the chicken wings with this tamarind glaze weren't really my favorite. They were too sweet for me, and they kind of had that charcoal-y taste to them, and they're a bit messy. So those weren't one of my favorites. The son-in-law actually was dry the first time I went, but I'd heard so much about it. I had it again, and it was pretty incredible. Another dish I really loved was the salt and pepper shrimp. They have a salt and pepper part of their menu, which isn't really traditionally Thai. That's more Chinese. But the salt and pepper shrimp, really simple, but meaty, really incredible plump shrimp.
Talk to me about the dining experience here. It's communal, large communal tables.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful space. It was designed by Michael Hsu, who's done so many great spaces around town. It's got these huge, gorgeous mahogany tables that seat 16 when needed, but generally about 12 people. So you're going to be sitting side by side oftentimes with a guest if you go with just two of you. But there's also two bars. One overlooks the open kitchen, which is really beautiful. And then there's one off to the side, which is a little more intimate. And then there's an outdoor seating area. It's always been crowded when I've been, you know, if you go after 7 o'clock, you know, Wednesday through Saturday, you're going to be probably waiting an hour. They do take reservations for parties of eight or more, but it's a really hot, popular spot right now. Suggest getting there a little late for lunch and a little early for dinner.
Matthew, I know you give each restaurant a rating out of 10. What did you give Sway?
You know, I rate all restaurants between 1 and 10, including half points, and whether it's fine dining or casual, they all get rated on the same system. And I gave Sway an 8.5 out of 10, which definitely puts it at the higher end of restaurants I've reviewed in the past couple of years.
Matthew Odom, restaurant critic for the Austin American Statesman and food writer, thank you for coming into KUT.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
You can read this review of Sway and all of Matthew Odom's reviews over at austin360.com. This is KUT 90.5.